Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Never Have I Ever, where does Shauna confess to committing a murder? And we close with our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 83. Hi, Shauna.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Tell me how you're doing and how old your toddler is now.
She's 12 months, 3 weeks. And she's feeling so much better from the flu. So she's all better. Yes, it was not as bad as I thought it would be because the doctor was like, I'm sorry, you just have to write it out. And she recovered, and miraculously, none of us in the family ended up getting it. So I, yeah.
That's amazing.
Really happy about that.
Also, You all got your flu shots, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So there you go. And speaking of having a toddler, her walking is getting just better and better. And now I can take her to the park and playground, and it's way more fun. I think I was complaining a few weeks ago, like, just like outside time is so weird because like so dirty and she's crawling and blah, blah, blah. And so now we go and she like, you know, runs around, can kind of climb up the steps to the structure and do slide. And so it's just really fun. And man, this age is fun. I know I'm always like, I love this age the best, but this age is really so awesome.
You know, it's funny because I'm having the same problem you were having. It's so weird. It's almost like I'm exactly a month behind you in development.
Imagine that.
Yeah, going to the park is a pain in the ass because, like, a lot of them have sand. A lot of them have little, like, wood chip mulch stuff. And it's like he gets down. You know, all he wants to do is roam. He wants to go and expend energy. But I can't let him really crawl around on that stuff. We'll go into the grass and then he'll get, like, completely, you know, muddy and gross, and I just let him do it. But
yeah,
I'm really looking forward to when he can be on his feet and I don't have to constantly worry. Plus, he puts everything in his mouth. So when he's that close to the ground, it's just like I can't even get there fast enough. So,
oh, yeah, it's so gross. And I don't know if you've noticed this yet, but parks, playgrounds are always full of freaking Band-Aids used.
Ew, no.
Band-Aids. It's, I don't know. Well, I do know what it is. It's kids with boo-boos running around and the Band-Aids come off. And it's just like, there's just the grossest stuff scattered around playgrounds and parks. So, yeah, she's kind of moved out of the everything in the mouth phase and can walk and even kind of starting to run a little bit. Like, she's just on the move. So super duper fun.
So everyone is like, oh, you better enjoy it before he starts walking because then you're going to be running around chasing him and he's going to be going so fast. Has that been the case for you? Like, do you feel like it's ratcheted up your parenting energy expenditure or?
That's a good question. You know what? The walking phase doesn't bother me at all. I actually really like it because she's got a lot of independence. She's happier. She's always been a baby that wants to do the next thing and gets really frustrated when she can't do it. Mm-hmm. So that frustration has abated. And she does make beelines for the door. Like if she sees the door open, she'll go towards it and try to get outside. On the playground, she'll kind of like zip here and there and try to run off. But, you know, maybe I'm just used to it because I already have a kid. But I'm just like, that's, I don't know, that's what you do. And that's kind of how I get my exercise. So I don't have negative feelings about it.
My, like, instinct about it is that it's not going to be that different because my guy is such a fast crawler. Like, he's so fast. Everyone who's ever seen a video of him crawling or, like, has seen him crawling in person, which I guess is, like, a more accurate representation, has just been, like, the first thing they say is, like, oh, my God, he's so fast. I'm like, I know. The other day, I was trying to do bedtime routine by myself with him because Corey was working late. And I got him out of the bath and he was naked and I was trying to put lotion on him and he like wriggled away from me and he crawled away naked across the floor. And I swear, like, it almost looked like a horror movie because he was so fast. It was like, it was like this little creature like crawling to like unnaturally fast across the floor.
Yeah, that is a creepy image for sure. Yeah.
So
that is funny.
I don't know. So so my naive instinct is that it's not going to really make my life that much harder because he's already really mobile.
I will say, yes, exactly. The thing that is stressful for me at this stage is that she doesn't have perfect balance. So she falls a lot and that can be stressful. just kind of keeping an eye out for corners, things she might topple off of, stairs. When her sister comes and hugs her, she falls over. So there's just so many falls. And, you know, I can't prevent all of them. But, yeah, so that's a little bit stressful about this phase. I'm a little bit like, okay, come on, get your balance up. You know, I'm waiting for when she's really steady on her feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two other small little things that I've noticed this week with her. One is she started clapping by herself, which is super cute. And it was one of those things I was worried for a long time that she wasn't doing. I think we had a baby play date when she was like 8 months old. And the other 8 month old was like clapping, 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 clapping. And I'm like, well, that baby is not clapping at all. And it made me really nervous. Like, is she behind? Blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I'd tell myself, just relax. She'll figure it out in her own time. It's just clapping her damn hands, you know?
It's not really like an important life skill.
No, I mean, you do a lot of clapping when you go to shows and stuff, but
you go to show. Also, in Los Angeles, when you see a movie, they clap at the end, which is my favorite, like, LA thing, LA specific thing. So, yeah, you're right. She needs to know so she can clap at the end. But I get it. I get it. I tell myself I'm not going to be that, like, comparison mom. And then every time I see a baby that's, like, younger than my baby who's doing something more advanced, I'm like, what the hell?
Uh-huh. Well, the funny thing is about this play date with the baby who was clapping, I could tell that that mom was nervous because Cece was crawling all over the place at that age. And her baby was not. So it's,
comparison is the thief of joy. Yeah, that's what they say. Really is. But I keep doing it. But that's cute that she's – I love baby clapping. I think it's – I don't know what it is because it's like the first time you can really see them like – I don't know, like putting things together in their brain. Like it's kind of a complex thing if you really think about it. Like not only do they have to figure out how to get their hands together, which is really hard for them, but then they also have to like – realize that it's a reaction to something they like, right? Like if you like a thing, then you clap. Or if you hear music, you clap. I don't know. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. She claps at the, if you're happy and you know, clap your hands. Like that's a thing that really motivated her to learn this. And what's really cute too is she hasn't learned to clap both hands yet.
No.
So her left hand stays in one place and her right hand like claps it and hits it.
Amazing.
Just freaking adorable. And then the last little thing about, you know, becoming aware and putting things together is she's become totally aware of her diaper.
Oh.
And she loves to undo it.
Oh,
yeah. She unsnaps it. She's obsessed with it. And she's even said diaper a couple of times. Ooh. So it's really fun to see her putting all of that together. And I can't have no pants on her anymore. You know, like, especially in the summer, it's just like, oh, whatever, just run around in your diaper. But I can't do that now because she would just take it off and run everywhere naked.
Oh, my God. So I was thinking about saving this for a BFP, but I will just lay it out there. Do you know about these Pampers 360 Fit Cruisers? They have like a long ass name. Okay. They're basically pull-ups, but for little babies. And they're supposed to, like, they call them like the yoga pants of diapers.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But they come in, I think, size 3 and up. And we bought them because my guy does not like to lie down on the changing table. And so I was like, I need to be able to put a diaper on him standing. How does one do this? And they were advertising pretty heavily. I think they're a new product. So I know for sure it's Pampers and it's like 360 degree fit cruisers is what there are other ones that are like just cruisers. So you need to like make sure you get the 360 degree one. But I've been really liking them. We've been using them a lot more. I buy like one pack of regular and one pack of those pull-up ones so I can have like either. If he just happens to be okay with lying on his back, I'll like be able to put it on. But then I can swap it out if necessary, like if he stands up mid-diaper change. Right. So I'm a big fan of those. And the nice thing is they can't take them off that way. You know, they'd have to like fully pull them off, which I don't think they have the skills yet. Like the tabs are easy to pick and pull off, but...
Yeah.
In case you need to, you know, leave her pantsless.
Awesome. Well, that is my check-in for the week. What about you guys? How are you doing?
Well, we had a big week, as you know, because he turned 1 year.
Ah!
He's 12 months old now.
Big boy. Oh, it's amazing.
It's good. It's good. I was stressing out about it a little bit because I was like, my little baby, what happened to my little baby? You know, but
I know.
But like you said, they just get more fun. Mm-hmm. No one told me. Like, I just feel like there's all this obsession with like the baby phase, you know, in our culture. Mm-hmm. And toddlers are sort of looked at like, ew, toddler. You know what I mean?
Yeah, troublesome.
Yeah, troublesome. Oh, tantrums and all that stuff. But no one bothered telling me about how fun it was to watch them actually, like, have all these massive developmental milestones. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was fun watching him roll over from front to back. But it's really fun to watch him, like, start picking up words and... You know, he'll look at a cow in a book now and go, mmm, you know, because he knows that the cow says moo. It's just like mind blowing, that sort of stuff. So I am loving that. So it's okay that he's getting older. I'm not going to like go all weird and try to just dress him like a baby till he's 15.
The solution, Laura, is to just have another baby. That's what people do. I'm already jonesing for another baby. I'm not going to lie. I'm already.
You have embryos ready to go, my friend.
I know.
I mean.
Getting more geriatric by the day, though, so I don't know about that. Anyway.
Oh, but you remember when we did our interview with the gestational surrogate? And she said that it's actually the age of the eggs that matter, not the age of the uterus that's carrying it. Remember?
Yes, but I'm referring to the age of the mother that has to care for the third child.
Oh, yeah. Who has to run around after a third child.
Yes.
Got it.
So anyway, tell us about baby's first birthday.
So it was very fun. So as I think I had mentioned that we got a lot of RSVPs. Like, I thought I was going to keep it small and intimate, like you had suggested. Like, I remember when you were giving advice on first birthday parties, you're like, I had to keep it small. Well, everyone wanted to come, which is so great. Like, my whole extended family wanted to come. And so it posed a little bit of a problem of where to have this party because I live in a two-bedroom house. It's, like, under 1,200 square feet. We have a yard, but it's kind of a death trap for toddlers because it's terraced and there's no – we're putting up fencing so it doesn't become more of a death trap. But
oh, good.
Yeah, but and it was also still all torn up. Like, it's still – like, the back – like I said, my mom could sleep in the back, but, like, the area – around it still has like a lot of like rubble from when they had to dig the ground up and stuff. It's just not any like it's not baby friendly and it's definitely not something you want to have guests over for. So anyway, so the point is we can't have it at my house. We couldn't have it at a park because I was worried about rain. So I ended up booking a place. I think I mentioned this before. Called Playlab in Eagle Rock. And there's two locations, one in Pasadena and one in Eagle Rock, which are like neighborhoods of Los Angeles for people who don't know. And it ended up being really great. We had about 45 people, kids and adults attending, including you guys. Your family was there.
It was awesome.
And I think the kids had a blast because it's just one big play area and they had a big outdoor area. Of course, it was like 75 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, it was a perfect day.
It was a perfect day. So I could have had a park party, but you never know. So anyway, we booked this place called Playlab that's in Eagle Rock, which is a neighborhood of Los Angeles. And I went into like full mom party planning mode the week before the party.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a babysitter one of the days, I think Wednesday before the party. The party was on Saturday. And instead of like doing all the work I needed to do during the babysitter time, I spent all day going to like Costco and Party City, and I was like pushing the giant cart around Costco, getting like all the supplies for the party, you know, juice boxes for the older kids and the cake. I got a Costco cake. I got like, you know, beer from Costco for the grownups and, you know, snacks, all that stuff. And I just had this feeling like I've been training for this my whole life. I know. I was like, I know how to do this. I've watched other people do this, but I remember, like, I very distinctly remember shopping at Costco with my mom for our parties. And I was just like, I know how we need juice boxes. We need water. We need something for the grownups. We need chips. We need, you know, and I'm just piling it all in the cart.
Yes.
So I definitely felt very zen there. And then I spent way too much time in Party City trying to figure out, like, whether it was worth it to buy like a special little garland that went around the high chair because I didn't have time. I guess I could have taken that day to make stuff, but I decided that I was just going to do one craft for the party, which I think is pretty – I guess it was two crafts technically. I was going to make the backdrop. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty good restraint on my part because if you know me –
yeah.
I love crafting.
Yeah.
And if I had nothing else to do for a week, I would have done a lot more. But I stopped myself. And what I did is I made a paper garland that was like a bunch of circles. So what I did is I got like a big 3-inch circle paper punch, mm-hmm, and a bunch of different colors of like teal cardstock. And I punched out a bunch of different colors and then I sewed them into like a garland on
Yeah, I remember that.
That was awesome. On my sewing machine. So I made like a bunch of them to hang. And then I tried to make like a balloon arch type, mm-hmm, thing. And so I got this stuff called balloon tape. Did you know about this stuff?
No.
Did you know it existed? So, mm-hmm, it's not sticky. It's like a plastic roll of non-sticky tape that has holes in it, and you blow up the balloons and you just stick the end of the balloon through it and it stays. So that's how you can make those big arches. And if you do helium, they arch up. And then what I did is, just because I knew I needed to make it ahead of time and it wouldn't stay, I blew them up with regular air. And that like covered the top of the garland where I taped it to the wall. So I thought it looked pretty cute. I wish I had made the garlands a little longer, but I was afraid of babies going up and like tearing them off the walls.
So, oh yeah, I'm sure that would have happened.
Yeah, so I did that, and then everything was like blue and green and teal colored, not because he's a boy, but because those are like my favorite colors. And you know, if it's nothing else, it's a party for me.
Yes, so, yeah. 100%. You guys survived the first year, as they say.
I know. It's actually really interesting. Almost everyone told us congratulations, which I think is very appropriate, and we welcomed it. But I didn't realize that everyone was going to say, like, I thought, yeah, happy birthday to the baby. But it was like, congratulations, you did it, you know? So, yeah, so that was fun. So the party itself was really fun. The kids had a fun time playing around. It's just like a big playground. Outside they had like a sand pit, which obviously the babies didn't go into, but the older kids did and had a great, mm-hmm, time. So
yeah, Elle loved it.
Yeah, I think it went really well. We only had 2 hours, which is great. Having to leave is a great reason to end a party, you know?
Yes. That is the good thing about having it in those places. They, mm-hmm, kind of just usher you out so the next people can come in and it's over. You know, one thing that stood out to me about that play place, mm, was that big play couch that was in the playroom in the back.
It, yeah,
was like those foam,
what are they called?
Cushions.
They have a name.
Oh, I know, because I ordered one.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I loved it so much. It's like this, like, two foam, long foam couch cushions and two like triangle wedges, mm-hmm, and you can like fold it and turn it into forts, but you can also lay on it like a couch. I mean, it's so cool. It's called the Nugget.
I knew it had a name that was kind of funny and weird.
Yeah, it Nugget is a weird name. And they apparently are so in demand. This thing is on back order. I ordered it anyway. It's not going to be shipped for 14 weeks.
Oh my God.
I know. It's like, I need this thing in my house because what I need is just more kid stuff in my freaking house. But you know me, I'm always trying to find things to like entertain my children in the house because I work in the house. So.
But it's also nice because it gives you a comfortable place to sit if you have to be on the floor with them.
Yes. Yes. I love it for so many reasons. And so I'll let you guys know when I get my Nugget if I think it's worth it and if it becomes a BFP or BFN.
Oh, yeah. You'll have in 14 weeks. Check in episode
100.
Yeah.
The big episode 100 reveal.
That's all we're going to do. Nothing special for episode 100. Just like, how's the Nugget?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it was a blast. And he was so cute and adorable and just seemed like he was having a great time. And
it was really fun
for you guys and him.
Oh, and actually, there was one more thing I wanted to mention, which is something that we did that I was really happy that we did in the end. And I was a little on the fence about at first, but that's that we shared his birthday song with his little buddy from Mommy and Me, who has the exact same birthday as him. They're 28 minutes apart, I think we decided. Aww. And yeah.
So I was wondering about that. I did not know that was coming. And all of a sudden there was a second baby up there and we were singing to two babies and I didn't know the baby. And I kept thinking to myself, I need to ask Laura about what that was all about. And now I know. So
yeah, well, so what happened was he was going to have his own birthday party, and like his parents were, I'm really good friends with his parents now. Like we've done Mommy and Me together for almost a year, and I just really like them. And the two of them just being exactly the same age, they've just kind of bonded. Like it's really cute. They like give each other kisses in Mommy and Me and stuff. It's very sweet. So they were going to have their own birthday party for their baby, and then they got into a car crash on their way to look at a venue.
Oh, no!
And they just decided, you know, like, let's not do it. Let's do, like, a half birthday in the summer, maybe. Or, like, they just kind of took it as a sign they had to buy a new car. You know, like, there was just all these costs, and they were stressed out about it. And so they just decided to skip it. And so the night before when I was, or, you know, when I was going shopping, I was at Party City. I picked up like an extra number one candle. And the night before when I went to get, oh, I should mention that the smash cakes, quote unquote, I got them. I just wanted to say this as a tip because I thought people might like it. I went to the grocery store and just bought one of the squares of pre-cut cake that they have. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh,
that they just
nope.
have like, they have individual, well, they call them individual servings of cake. They're huge. And
that
so
thing was gigantic.
It was huge. It was, I think, $3.50. And it was like, I want to say 4 inches by 4 inches, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even bigger. And it, you know, it had frosting and sprinkles on top. It worked perfectly fine as a smash cake. Oh, and my baby ate like a lot of it.
Yeah, he did. It was
so cute.
He
was really into it. It was very cute. And also, he probably had more sugar than he ever had in his life before.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the other baby, he was just like playing with it. It was really funny to see their side-by-side reactions to it. My baby was like carefully eating all the frosting and the other baby's like smashing it in his hands, and he don't think he ate any of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the night before I saw they had two of those cakes, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get one for his little friend. And they happened to have two high chairs there, so I was like, you know what, like I definitely had a moment where I was like, no, I don't want to do that. This is my baby's birthday, you know? It's his special day. And I thought, you know what? That's not the kind of, like, values I want to instill in him. Sharing
right.
is always more fun. Sharing mm-hmm. is better, you know? And I thought, you know, like, I have a little residual, like, well, you know, we organized this party. We did this. We did that. It should be his. And I was like, but why? It's the other guy's birthday, too. Like, he should have his fun special moment. And I feel like it was really nice, actually.
It was nice. It was so cute to see them together eating their cake in totally different ways. And yeah, that's awesome.
And it's just, it was a really nice reminder to me that, like, you know, it's always better to include more people, like to have a bigger life, you know, to choose the bigger choice. Because I think it would have also just felt weird that we're all singing to my baby and this other baby's birthday and he doesn't, I don't know. They don't know. They're just babies. They don't know. Maybe when he's older, he'll want to have his own special day. And I'm sure my friend's baby will too, you know. But for now, it was really, really nice to include him. And his mom sent me a nice text saying it was really meaningful. And then we ended up going over to their house later that night because they had a little impromptu celebration. They made pozole and had us over, and that was really nice too. So yeah,
cool.
Sharing is caring, folks.
It is.
Yeah. So, but he's a one.
Yes.
And he's not walking yet, but I guess that doesn't make him a toddler. I don't know what he is. I'm still calling him my baby.
Baby.
My baby.
Yep.
He's my little baby.
Baby.
So okay. I feel like that was a big unload and we might need a break.
All right, let's take a break. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and we have our special segment this week, Never Have I Ever, Parenting Edition,
where we
play the old college drinking game, Never Have I Ever, but with things that we never thought we'd ever do in our life before we had kids. So here we go, Laura, you're up.
Okay. Never have I ever used beer as baby bait.
Oh, my God. What?
All right. So I was drinking a beer the other day, and I don't know what it is about beer cans. My baby loves them. He always wants to, like, he wants to like put his mouth on the side of them. I think because maybe they're cold. They're brightly colored most of the time. And my baby, we're trying to work on him walking, right? So he is cruising like a champ, but we're trying to encourage him to walk like between the couch and the coffee table, basically, or between like two short distances. And he was so obsessed with this beer can. I kept like putting it off to the side where he couldn't reach it. And he'd go, you know, pointing like, and like freaking out. So I was like, well, if you want it so bad. And I put it on the coffee table. And then he like dropped to his knees, crawled over, stood up and tried to grab it. And then I felt like a really bad mom because I was like, this is not, like, I should be like, here, come and get the beer, the baby. Beer. Come get it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Did you have to bait Cece in any way to encourage her to walk, or was she just like, I'm going?
Oh, no. No encouragement. Nope. She was just like, just going to do it. Just, well, like, desperate to do it.
I think part of our problem is that he crawls so, so fast. So it's like, he's like, why would I walk there when I could just get there in half the time, you know?
Yeah.
So,
he's like, I'm going to get to that beer as fast as I know I can. And he did. You could also use LaCroix cans. I mean, those are very – my baby's obsessed with LaCroix. And so that might make you feel, like, less bad about yourself.
Does she drink the LaCroix, too?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I give it to her. This is about the age that Elle became obsessed with LaCroix, too.
I remember Elle's obsession with LaCroix. Croix?
Croy?
You had to like limit her Croy intake.
I give Cece sips of my LaCroix like from the can, you know, and she like makes a crazy face, like the bubbles and everything, but then she begs for more and then it spills everywhere. So now I just give it to her through a straw. I don't know. I'm probably killing my baby. Who
You're
knows
not
what's
killing
actually
it. It's fine.
LaCroix.
I tried to give my baby some fizzy water. I think it was LaCroix. Gosh, he was like 8 or 9 months old. He was begging for it. You know, he was like, eh, and so I gave it to him. And he cried.
Oh, no.
I mean,
really?
Like I had hurt him. Like I had like smashed his finger or something. It was bad.
That's
my mom
bad.
Was with me and we were all like, oh my God. I think we, you know, it kind of burns, I guess. Is like it could have.
It does.
You know, it's just sharp. Sensation.
And he probably was not expecting that at
He was
all.
Not. No, because he loves water.
Yes.
So he probably just thought it was going to be his normal beloved water.
He's like, why did you put razor blades in my mouth?
So I haven't tried again is the point.
No, yeah, I don't blame you.
But beer. I have
beer,
not given him a taste of beer. I'm not there. I mean, like, I'm definitely not the mom who cares about, like, giving little sips of, you know, beer or wine to, you know, older kids. You know, kids who are, like, maybe, like, 10-year-olds or what, you know what I mean? Like, please don't call CBS. I don't have a 10-year-old. I'm not doing this right yet. But you know what I mean? Like,
yet. Wait 10 years before you call CPS.
Yes, yes. Put it in your calendar.
Hold on 1 second.
But I'm not, yeah.
Alexa, set a reminder for 10 years to call CPS on Laura for feeding her baby alcohol.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm so glad, Alexa. I am now in a database. Amazon knows. They already know everything. They're eavesdropping on us all the time, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. They know much worse about us than that.
So, okay, to summarize, I have not given my baby beer.
Good.
I have given him fizzy water. He was not a fan. But I have used beer to bait him into walking, and it did not work.
It did not work.
Okay, so you got to hit me with one because I've admitted a lot here.
Okay. Here is my first never have I ever. Never have I ever failed at showering.
I mean, I feel like I have to drink to that. I have failed at showering, but I don't know if it's the same way. Tell me more.
Okay, so this was a little while back, and I had to shower and get ready to go to teacher conference at Elle's preschool. Usually there's no time frame on my showering because I work at home and it doesn't matter, but I needed to get it done, and Cece was not napping, and I had to take a shower while she was awake.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, sometimes I would bring the jumperoo into the bathroom. But it's such a pain in the ass. The thing is ginormous. The base is like this huge circle and like trying to get it down the hallway. I would like knock pictures off the wall. I mean, it was so awkward. And I'm like, I just don't want to do that. I just should have done that because what did I ended up
Hindsight
doing?
Hindsight is 2020.
was just so much more work. So I was like, I know. She can just like crawl around and hang out in the bathroom while I take a shower. Like, I'll close the door. It'll be fine. Then I'm like, well, I don't want her to like fall in the toilet. So I went and got a big baby gate and like gated off the toilet. And then I was like, oh shit, there's like just crap all over the floor, like, you know, little pieces of toilet paper and everything. So I went and got the dust buster and like dust busted up the entire bathroom floor so she wouldn't eat like odds and ends and little hair ties and stuff. And I set that on the counter and then I got her some toys and I was like, okay, you stay here and play with your toys. I'm gonna take a shower. Yeah, so I'm taking a shower and 2 minutes in, like the shower curtain like pulls back and I'm like, hello, go play. Like I'm keeping a little eye on you. I can hear you. And she saw the water and just like started laughing and giggling and it like would not go and play. She stood there and got completely soaked from head to toe. And I was like, God damn it. Well, I just need to finish my shower because I was halfway in at that point. So I'm just like showering so fast and kind of just like letting it go, letting her just get wet. And she, of course, thought this was the best thing that ever happened to her. Just getting completely soaked.
Yeah.
Water's going everywhere.
Oh, man.
And so I finished the shower and it was fine. Like I got clean. I finished my goal, which is good. So in that way, I succeeded at the shower. But like afterward, it looked like a tornado had hit this bathroom. I mean, if a stranger had walked in and seen the state of this bathroom, like a gate around the toilet, a dust buster on the sink, water everywhere, they just would have been like, what in the
hell? I had a baby fully dressed, drenched.
Yes. It was just such a weird, hilarious fail. You know, I just thought I had this plan worked out and I really thought it was going to work out. And it was just a complete mess.
And you probably took way more time cleaning up before and after than if you had just like jumperooed.
Just carried the jumperoo back there.
I feel you on the jumperoo though, because like right now it's permanently in our bedroom because I use it when I like need to go to the bathroom because the bathroom just is no longer safe really unless I can like jump in and grab the baby. Like even the guest bathroom, it's baby-proofed quote unquote, but like he just manages to find a way to get into trouble no matter what. So I'll put him in the jumperoo so I can like use the bathroom or do what I need to do, brush my teeth or whatever. But it's a pain. Like if in our house, at least you have to sort of collapse it to get it through doors.
Oh,
like you have to take the bottom apart.
Uh-huh.
And then he also like, it's okay. He's okay in it. He has maybe like a 3 minute window where he's okay in the jumperoo. And then he's like, I'm bored. Why am I in this thing? Yeah, I'm seriously considering taking it to storage, but also it's like every once in a while it's just clutch, you know?
Because
without it, I really, like, I don't know. I don't have, like, I guess I'd put him in this high chair.
High chair is a good idea. I was also thinking about maybe getting one of those door hanging jumpers.
I think
it would be easier to tote around. But to be honest, like at this point, I've already given the jumperoo away. Like we got rid of it. So this story took place a little while ago. But yeah, at this age, it's kind of like, it doesn't get much use anymore.
Well, and there's a point where you're supposed to stop using it. I feel like I don't know what it is. But
I think, when they're heavy enough that their feet just basically touch the floor fully. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. But yeah, I think jumperoo is not long for our but yeah, it's just sitting in our bedroom and taking up space. And then every once in a while I'll forget to turn the music off on it and I'll kick it in the middle of the night when I go to the bathroom.
Oh God.
And ours is the exact same yours. It's like the jungle noises.
I will say I got that. Mine is a hand-me-down, if you remember, and it came with, like, no music working. Like, the music was broken, so I've never heard the music on that particular toy.
Would you like to hear it? Hard pass. Hard pass. Yeah, I never turned it on when he was, like, I want to say less than 8 months. Like, my mom was always mad at me, like, why don't you put the music on? And I was like, he doesn't need it. He's entertained enough. And now I'm just like, here's the music, kid. Because he needs it. Turns out he needs
it. Change.
Yeah.
So funny. All right. So what about you? Do you have another one?
I do. Okay. Never have I ever left a stinky diaper rotting in my car while I shopped at Whole Foods because I couldn't figure out which was worse, throwing away a dirty diaper or a McDonald's bag in front of everyone at Whole Foods.
McDonald's bet. Well, gosh, yeah.
What is worse? So, I have to say, I never fully appreciated drive-thrus until now.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, I was a little judgy about them. I was like, why do we have so many drive-thrus? Why can't you just get out and go and order at the counter? And, you know, I had read Fast Food Nation.
What? You've judged drive-thrus?
I didn't want to admit it at the time. I probably would have said, like, it's fine. But I think I had internalized judgment about them. You know, I read Fast Food Nation and, like, whenever it came out in, like, 2000 or something and felt all high and mighty about it.
Oh, so more the aspect of the food served at the type of places, not the fact that someone won't get out of their car.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
More about like the fast food aspect of it.
Gotcha.
But I have been humbled. Mm-hmm. I am sorry if I ever, had any negative judgment on it, because it turns out that drive-thrus are a godsend when you have a freaking baby who mm-hmm. fights getting in and out of his car seat. And you're hungry, and there's no way you're going somewhere, taking him back out of the car seat, ordering somewhere, and coming back in. Like, there's no way.
Nope. Or if they're asleep, I mean, more places need drive-thrus, basically.
Yeah. This is what I've decided, too. It's like, everywhere needs drive-thrus. Why are there not more drive-thrus? I used to think, like, Starbucks drive-thrus, like, why do you need those? They're so fast anyway. It's like, now it's like, Starbucks drive-thrus, why are there not more of them?
I know, that's the best.
Maybe where you live, listener, there's a lot of Starbucks drive-thrus. Not in, like, the more urban areas of Los Angeles. It's hard to find them.
Ugh. Oh, there is one 3 blocks from my house.
Damn you.
Gotta live in you the and burbs.
I live in, like, the pseudo-burbs. What, exurbs? I don't know what you call them.
Yeah.
But... or are exurbs further out? I don't know. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that I was out and about with the baby. He was indeed napping in the car, and I needed to eat. So I went to McDonald's. There's a McDonald's close to us, and I have no shame about it. It was delicious. And then we got to where we were going, which was Whole Foods, because we needed to get some food. The baby woke up, and he had a big old poopy diaper. So mm-hmm. I changed him in the trunk. You know, I opened up the back of my SUV and changed him back there. Fantastic way to change a diaper, I should add. And then I had the dirty diaper, and I realized, like, and it was, like, a stinky one. I'm not going to lie. It was, like, a real dirty diaper. And my first instinct was like, oh, I'll throw it in the empty McDonald's bag and then throw the McDonald's bag away. And then I looked around at all the, like, Lululemon yoga pants and all the, like, people eating their vegan, healthy, whole foods. And I panicked.
Oh, no.
And I didn't do it, Shauna. I thought about taking the dirty diaper out because there's a lot of, like, moms there. But then I don't know. There is something weird about... I don't really understand the etiquette of, like, when it's okay to just throw a diaper in, like, a public or semi-public, you know, trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Can you enlighten me? Like, do you just throw them away wherever? Like, I feel like at a park it's okay because you're outdoors and there's a lot of kids. But
yeah.
do you have the same hang-up?
Yes, I do. And I usually make sure that it's a far distance from people. I would not probably throw a dirty diaper right at the front of a grocery store like mm-hmm. that. And at the park, yeah, definitely. But I've also wrapped them up. Like, I have dog poop bags, you know, mm-hmm. and I keep some in my baby bag. And I'll stick it in there, tie it up, stick it in the baby bag, and just throw it away when I get home.
Yeah.
Sometimes, too. But so, yeah. No, I feel you on that. Even throwing them away in public restrooms makes me feel weird sometimes because they're so smelly. And it's just mm-hmm. like...
Ugh. And especially if they don't have, like, a covered trash mm-hmm. can. Yeah. I will say that if there's a changing table, I don't have any hesitation about throwing mm-hmm. it away. Because it's like, what's this changing table for?
Yeah, come on. True.
And you know that at restaurants, they change out the trash, like, pretty regularly. Usually mm-hmm. they have... Anyway, but... So, yeah. So, I left the stinky diaper just sitting inside a McDonald's bag in the front seat of my car while we went to Whole Foods. Thankfully, we were in a covered garage, so yes. it wasn't hot.
So, it didn't bake in the sun.
Oh.
Wow, that must have smelled really delicious.
You could definitely tell. I mean, the good thing is that at least the McDonald's bag kind of, like, masked it a little bit. but, yeah, it was... I felt so silly for caring, you uh-huh. know, because I was like, I can't throw away a McDonald's McDonald's bag at Whole Foods?
Oh my God, you are so funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could have, I like would have probably tried to be discreet about it and like hit it under my arm and then shove it in real fast.
No one can see this. It was a busy day too, so it's not still in my car. Anyway, that's my Never Have I Ever. Should we take a little break before we hear your final Never Have I Ever, Shauna?
Yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. And we're back with Shauna's final Never Have I Ever to tell us. Shauna, confess.
Never have I ever gone on a murderous rampage while holding a baby.
I can't drink to that. I hope you were murdering.
What do you think I was murdering?
Ants? I'm going with ants. Were you murdering ants?
That's a really good guess. Flies. So this was also a couple months ago when it was hotter in LA and fly season? I don't know. For some reason, a couple times a year, fucking fly infestation in our house, especially in our kitchen. I mean, I don't know if they breed in the trash or what. And, you know, I'm making it sound like I live like a dirty hoarder.
You don't. I've been to your house many times. It's very nice.
Thank you. So flies drive me crazy. I absolutely hate them. And the number one reason I hate them is because they breed and then like make 30 flies. Like one single fly buzzing around, whatever. I'll try to whisk it out the door. That's fine. But that day, there were probably like 20 or 30 flies in my kitchen when I woke up that morning.
Oh, that's too many. That's too many. Oh, my God.
No, it's absolutely disgusting. It just like... It triggers some like deep disgust and like desire to kill. This is very embarrassing because it feels so gross to have them around my food and just like, oh my God. You know,
well, I
see
think there's a reason for that, right? Because you're not, they do spread disease and stuff, right?
Yeah, I see these little turds out on my dog poop, you know, like in the yard, and now they're in my house, and it's just like really, really disgusting. So, our solution for flies is we have, don't call PETA, okay, please. We have like an electrified fly swatter.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very barbaric, but
it
works
really
well.
So it's like a swatter, but it's also electric?
It's like a swatter, but not like one of those little like rubber flippy swatters that like we used as kids. It looks like a little tennis racket, and the racket part is like an electrified weaving of death. It's so bad. Oh my God, I feel like such an asshole. I usually don't kill bugs, right? I will catch spiders and put them outside and stuff. But I just fucking hate flies so much. God, I hate them. So you hold this tennis racket and like you push the buttons on the handle and it triggers the electricity. And so you swat it in the air and when it hits a fly, it goes and like, you know.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That sounds really satisfying.
It's really satisfying, but it's also extremely frustrating because it's not so easy to catch these flies.
Do you think it's better than like a traditional fly swatter?
Oh, 100%, because a traditional fly swatter, like the fly has to be on a surface kind of. You know, you have to wait for it to land and then hit it and then it gets like mushy guts on your counter or whatever.
Yeah.
So this I can catch them in the air or if they're landed on something. So I am trying to catch these motherfuckers as they're flying through the air, but I'm holding Cece because she is just having a moment and won't let me put her down. Mm-hmm. And so I've got an electrified tennis racket in one hand. So this is truly dangerous. I'm home by myself. I also did this multiple times when I was pregnant. I remember doing this when I was like 8 months pregnant because it's the same time of year. Fucking hot fly season and like just running around and like whipping this thing through the air trying to like smack flies in mid-flight. And Cece she was not scared of this. My dog Chili is terrified of this. He sees that thing come out and he runs and hides.
I wonder if he can hear the like buzzing.
Yeah. He hates that. Yeah, he hates it. So I'm just like jumping around my kitchen, holding Cece in one hand, swatting flies, feeling very victorious when I actually get one and like the zzz, you know, but mostly missing.
God, I wish we had video of this.
I know. I really do too. I'm sure it'll happen again next year because it happens every year. And I don't know. I just become this very like competitive. It's like I'm in a competitive sport and I'm just desperate to win. And I expend so much energy. I'm like huffing and puffing when I'm done.
Well, yeah, especially if you're holding your, probably like 20-something pound baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's amazing. So did you kill them all?
I killed them all and felt very good about it and then realized that our trash dumpster was a little bit too close to our back door, and I think that's where they were like breeding and coming in. So I moved it away, and that kind of solved the problem. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds cathartic. Sounds satisfying.
Yes, once you actually succeed, it is. But while you're in the middle of it, it's a nightmare. It's a living nightmare.
This might sound like a stupid question, but have you touched the electrified portion when it's been live?
I haven't because I'm too scared, but I'm pretty sure Steve has. And he's like, oh, that zaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine. It would probably just not feel great, but.
Yeah.
Is it weird that that's what I want? That's like all I want to do right now. I'm like, I want to go over and see how it feels.
Well, you're welcome to come over and play with my
swatter.
I'll
just stop by. That's all I'm going
to
do.
Yeah. Just pop in. Drive 30 minutes to my house.
It's all business. Not even going to get him out of the car seat. I'll be like, I'm just popping in to zap myself.
I'm going to go get a zap. Wow. Oh, well. So there we go. That's
an amazing visual. I don't know what's better, though, the like super pregnant you doing this or you holding the baby.
I think the super pregnant me is funnier, actually, because, you know, it's so awkward. This big belly just like bouncing around, and like it, sometimes I have to stand on a step stool to get up into, like, I have a window box above my sink that goes kind of deep back, you know, and I have to like get up there and like try to zap them back on that window. So imagine a huge belly hanging over my sink trying to whip around an electric tennis racket back in my window box.
So, okay, yes. Would you recommend this product to someone who has the same problem?
I would. I like it. There might be something better out there. We've tried Flypaper. That doesn't work. They don't give a shit about that. There might be other kind of just like a box, you know, like fly attractor. But I don't know. This is what we have, and it works. It's a lot of effort when you have a major fly infestation. But for definitely for one-offs, oh, it's fantastic.
All right.
So
the more you know. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think our drinking round is over.
Yes.
Should we move on to our BFPs and our BFNs?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we close every show with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN for us?
I have a BFN. I am going to do a little explaining before I reveal what it is.
Okay.
Okay. So I had a problem. The problem is when Cece's in her high chair and she eats something messy, which is almost every meal, you know, like fruit, orange, spaghetti, whatever, she plays with her hair and then gets her hair all dirty. And usually I reserve messy meals for the end of the day so that we can just go straight into the bath. But, you know, she's eating more fruit and I just want her to eat more variety of things besides just Cheerios and Puffs. So she's getting her hair really dirty throughout the day. And I was sitting there the other day and this was happening and an idea hit me like a bolt of lightning. I was like, I know a solution for this problem. Baby shower caps.
Okay.
I'm going to buy a baby shower cap, put it on her head while she eats. And when she touches her head, it's just going to go on the shower cap and that's going to keep her head super clean. I did not hesitate. I instantly went to Amazon, found some shower caps with little unicorns on them, hit buy now, just right away. They shipped and I got them the next day. And I was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. And I got the shower caps out. It was mealtime. We were eating spaghetti. And I put it on her head. And first of all, it was way too big, so it fell over her eyes and nose. And second, she just instantly ripped it off. And I was like, no, like put it on. This is such a great idea. Like,
so is it made of the same like fabric, the same kind of plastic that adult shower caps are made of? Okay.
Yeah, I think it actually, now that I think about it, I think it probably was like either a kid's or adult shower cap. I just was so excited about my idea. I just impulsively bought something. It just fell over her face. Because I don't think there is such thing as baby shower caps, right?
Babies this don't generally ridiculous. Take showers.
They don't take showers. They don't really have hair. No one is as genius as me to think of protecting their hair while they eat messy food. No one's thought of this yet, so it doesn't exist. But no, it's a terrible idea. Did not work whatsoever. She just ripped it right off multiple times and got really angry at me. And it was a massive fail. So if you're looking to protect your kid's hair from sticky stuff, don't use shower caps.
So how does she do with hats in general?
No, she doesn't like hats.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I was going to say, like, my guy just, if you put a hat on his head, it's gone in two seconds. So.
Yeah, same, unless it has some kind of strap under it to hold it down.
I mean, that's some magical thinking on your part. You know what my next step would be is baby swim caps. Is that a thing?
Oh, baby swim caps. That's
because they're
good,
like more fitted. I don't think it's a thing.
I don't think it's a thing. I think people just accept the fact that their baby's hair gets dirty sometimes and just wipe it clean.
Yeah, I think it's just going to get dirty. Yeah. Yeah, so. But my guy does the same thing. He's always, his sort of go-to is tapping his head. And it's one of his soothing techniques, too, is I'll, like, pull on his hair. So, yeah, he's constantly has food in his hair.
Yeah, same with her. She has, like, her hair's growing longer, so she has these little hair wings kind of that stick out above her ear, and she's discovered. And so she's always pulling on that and playing with that as a comfort. And so, yeah, that's why it gets really messy. But it also made me realize how anxious I am about the whole, like, getting messy while eating thing, you know? Like, your guy, I've seen him eat, and he kind of, like, puts food everywhere. And
oh, God.
I just,
it's a disaster, yeah.
Yeah. Cece, I just, like, I get so uptight when she starts making a mess. Like, I've even started double bibbing her. Like, I put that big long bib on to protect her clothes, and then, like, the bib with the little built-in tray to catch the things. And it's just like, I think I need to relax. Or maybe it's just because I don't have a lot of time during the day. So I don't want a big mess that I have to clean up after every meal. Maybe that's it.
I mean, as we're recording, there is a like pile of toast and strawberries. Pile is not right. There is a scattering of toast and strawberries underneath my baby's high chair because he had his breakfast. And then we had to record, so I didn't have time to clean it up. But, you know, it's just the way it is. You have dogs, so you have, I guess, that solution built
in. Yeah,
the
floor solution.
The floor. But yeah, the rest of it. I don't know. So here's what I will say is I think your instinct is right that maybe you do have to sort of let go a little bit. And I say that because I got great advice when we started Solid Foods from my Mommy and Me teacher. And she was talking about self-feeding. So she was very big on, you know, instead of spooning the food into the baby's mouth, even starting at like 5-6 months, you give them, you offer them the spoon, they grab it, and then they put it in their own mouths. And so we did that from the beginning. The problem with that is that when they get to this age, they won't let you spoon stuff into their mouth. They're like, no, I'm going to do it, you know? So then things are very messy and it makes eating yogurt really difficult.
Oh, yeah.
But during that discussion, she also said, it's going to be messy and you're going to need to hold back. If it's if the mess is something that bothers you, maybe you need to have someone else do it, or you need to figure out how to not let it bother you because it's going to be a mess and you don't want to clean them up until the end. Because you don't want to like stop in the middle. You know, you don't want to stop their flow. They don't know that it's a mess. You know what I mean? They're just enjoying the food. So she gave us like a little speech on it. I remember thinking like, ah, that's not a big deal. Like, I don't know why she's saying that. And I've gone back to that so many times because I'll look at him and he'll have food all over his face, in his hair. It's just a mess everywhere. And I have to remind myself, we clean up at the end. We clean up at the end. Like, this is just the process of learning how to eat. A mess isn't going to kill anyone. You know, it's we clean up at the end. And so, and I think I get a little bit of judgment from people when we're out at a restaurant, but I always make sure that I clean up at the end and like make sure that I'm not leaving a giant mess for the waiters and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
that's nice.
But he, you know, and it's probably a coincidence, but he is a really, really good eater and he's really adventurous in trying new foods. And so I don't want to mess that up by trying to tell him, no, this isn't the right way to eat, you know?
Right.
So that's what we do. But I get it. It's like you see them a complete mess and you're just like, your body just wants to clean them up, you know? So it's hard to fight that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What about you? What do you got?
I have a BFP.
Okay.
So this BFP came out of a problem we were having, which was we had glass coasters. Like glass. They're made of glass for glass. So and the thing about them is that I made them. I went to a glass fusing class and made a bunch of coasters.
Of course you did.
Another one of my crafts. Then I went back and made more because I like doing it. So I have all these great, they're fused glass. So they're like four layers of glass. So they're pretty thick and they're not like, they're not indestructible, but it's hard to break them. You know, you'd have to really drop them from up high on a very hard surface. So the breaking wasn't really a big issue. But they also had these little rubber feet on them underneath.
Yeah.
And my baby likes to eat everything, likes to chew on everything. And so we had all these coasters around and he was constantly picking them up and we were constantly having to take them away from him. And it was a problem. But we did not have any other coasters.
Oh, no.
And so finally I was like, you just got to figure something out. And I went on Amazon, of course, and I found silicone coasters that are made out of food grade silicone, and they are awesome. So my BFP is silicone coasters.
Good idea.
They are just made out of, like, you know, they're just little circles of that silicone that every baby thing is made out of nowadays. And I made sure to get the brand that like specifically said it was made out of food grade silicone, even though I'm sure all of them probably are. Mm-hmm. And they have like a cute little blue like watercolor design on them. And they were pretty inexpensive. I'll post them on our website and our show notes, of course. And the best part of about them is that he can pick them up and chew on them all he wants.
Yes.
So we have them around. I got a 6-pack and they're washable. So mm-hmm. that's also nice for when you get, you know, your coffee spills on it or whatever. So we're back to having coasters. We were constantly like having to put the coasters away and then go get a coaster at night when the baby was asleep. And
yeah.
So the silicone coasters are a win.
Yay.
It's the little awesome. Things, you know?
Oh, it is.
And it's the things you don't realize. Like before I had a baby, I was never like, wow, these coasters are going to be a problem. You know, like.
I know, right? It's like, what?
I'm going to need to get some coasters that the baby can chew on.
Oh, man. But coasters can also be a fun thing, like a fun little toy diversion to keep mm-hmm. them entertained for a little while, too. So it's a 2-in-1.
I thought about getting like wooden ones, but then I realized he has too many teeth and he would put a lot of dents in them really
quickly.
Yeah,
he would do some damage. Mm.
He would do some damage, yeah. So silicone ones, we'll post them on our website, of course. And we'll have to post the fly swatter thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, why not? Don't call PETA. All right. Anyway. I think that's about it for us. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. If you guys have a Never Have I Ever that you want to share, please reach out. We love hearing those. We love hearing from you. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. You can send us a voice memo in an email to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And you can join our Facebook community group. It's a closed group, so you have to request to join. Just search for Big Fat Positive Community, and I will add you.
If you love our show, please give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts and spread the word. Let your pregnant friends and new parent friends know about Big Fat Positive. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Burek, Sean Amico, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye. See you next week. Bye.